Alyssa Nadworny is still with us. And, you know, we were just hearing from Keisha, who is trying to network without the ordinary tools that would be available to her. If people are doing a video interview or a phone networking conversation, as opposed to the kind of coffee date that they might be used to, do you have tips for them?
Well, so, you know, we've gotten tips on kind of how to make yourself look good on camera, sitting by a window so there's some natural light, putting in headphones so the commotion of wherever you are is kind of quieted down. I actually think there's an advantage here of doing it on the phone or doing it virtually. You know, I think in person can be really nerve-wracking, especially for students who feel like they're kind of on squishy ground, right? They don't really have the experience to hold a conversation. You know, I've been hearing from students
on Zoom,
that
no one
actually
can tell if your hands are clammy.
Totally. Yeah. I've been hearing from students who are like, oh, actually, the phone and the computer are making this a little bit easier. I mean, the initial reach out is still hard, but you know, there's an advantage here.
Yeah.
Silver linings.
Got to look for the silver lining. Let's hear again from Daryl, who's planning on starting his PhD at the University of Michigan in the fall. His visit to the campus was canceled because of this pandemic.
So when I accept the offer, I've never even been to the school. So I don't even know what to really expect when I get there, or you know, what the area is like. So I think that throws a little bit of uncertainty into it.
So I got to say, I went to college having never visited the campus before the first day of freshman year. So it can be done. I know it's a PhD program, but Alyssa, do you have any tips for somebody like Daryl or for undergrads who are heading off to college or grad school without having ever seen the place they've committed to?
Yeah, so that is going to be the reality for a lot of students with campuses closed. Colleges are getting really creative. You know, they know that this is an issue. So we've got a ton of virtual tours. We've got these like interactive, like kind of VR experiences where you can kind of navigate the campus. So we're definitely seeing a lot of that. Schools are also tapping their alumni networks and current students to reach out and kind of say, this is what campus is like, or this is what this small town in Ohio is actually like if you've never been here. I've talked to a number of high school seniors who are trying to make this decision of where to go in the fall. Many of them have not set foot on campus, and they say that it's actually been really, really helpful. These group chats, or, you know, these connections that they have with current students, they can ask questions. It's almost like a more personal layer. You know, they've never been there, but now they feel like they have like friends and connections to these places.
And so to shift from the college application, from the college graduation process to the college application process, you say you're also talking to high school seniors, as I guess the seniors have figured out where they're going, as the juniors are trying to figure out where they want to go and might not be able to visit these college campuses. What guidance do you have for them?
So the big thing for them is that colleges need students right now. Like, enrollment had already been down before coronavirus, so fewer students were going to college. Now they're even more hurting for students. So actually, I'm kind of optimistic about those juniors out there. I think schools are going to be flexible. They know that the testing is all out of whack. You know, many have gone test optional. So I think schools are going to be really flexible and compassionate, and they're going to have student-focused policies. And so I'm really hopeful for those juniors.
All right. Well, to all the college graduates we heard from and to those we didn't, congratulations on your accomplishment, whether or not you got to stand with your classmates and throw your cap in the air. We applaud you. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny, thanks for answering these questions for us.
Thanks, Ari.
And if you have questions, go to npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation, or call us and leave a message at 402-403-0386. This is NPR News.